Right now it is time for us to check sports, and that means it's time to bring in Mike Coffey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So I forget how I think I lost last night, right?
I don't know. Who won?
The Packers won.
Yeah, you lost.
I lost, and you won. Okay. Now we have to pick games for this weekend. Do you have your schedule available?
No, sir. I know what I'm picking, though. You're just going to tell me who they're playing.
Okay. Well, then I'll let you go first. Who are you picking?
I'm picking against the Jets, against the Giants, and against the Cowboys.
Okay, so it's Washington you're picking over the Giants.
The Redskins.
The football club.
The Redskins.
Okay, and who else you're taking? Anybody who's playing the Jets?
Mm-hmm.
The Jets are on Monday night, so you have to put that aside.
Oh, nuts.
Okay.
Let me think real quick. Whoever Jacksonville's playing.
Okay. Okay, so you're picking Houston over Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other one?
Whoever the Giants are playing.
Well, you already picked that one.
Against Dallas.
Okay, so whoever's playing against Dallas. Pittsburgh against Dallas, so you're taking Pittsburgh.
That's it.
Okay. So, just for the hell of it, I'm going to take the Giants over Washington because it seems over the past 2 years it's the only team they can beat. It's true. I think it's a true story. So I'm taking the Giants, and I'm going to take Kansas City over Carolina, and I'm going to take... Gosh, this is garbage. I'm going to take... wow, good game on Sunday night. I'm going to take Tampa Bay over New Orleans.
All right.
So that's that. All right. Now, how did you do in your racing yesterday?
They didn't run?
Okay. That's the way life is. What about this weekend with any racing?
For the Breeders' Cup tomorrow, I got a couple picks.
Okay. Let's go to the Breeders' Cups.
In the fourth race in the sprint, there's a lot of speed in here. And two horses I cashed on all summer long are running in it. So I'm staying with them. I'm taking... the number 5, Sconson, at 20-1, and I'm taking 9, Bell's the One, at 6-1. Bell's the One is going to be my top pick in that race. From there, let me see, where are we going to go next? 51 pages. The fifth race is the Turf Sprint. Two horses I'm looking at in here. The 7, Leinster, is 3-4 at Keeneland at the distance, with a second. So I'm going to use that horse. And my top pick's going to be the 8, Alexandra. This horse is 6-10 winning in the last 2 years and is 1-1 at Keeneland. Won the Buffalo Trace closing from deep into the track by 2. The track should be in real good condition for her tomorrow. So I'm going to go with Alexandra on top and Leinster underneath. That's the in the Turf Sprint, the fifth race. In the Big Ass Fans Mile, that's the name of the race, I'm going with the 1, Art Collector from the Rail, and I'm going to look for the horse from the outside to make a big move and close late. That's the 12 pages of stuck, is Owendale. So the 1, Art Collector, and the 12, Owendale, and the 6th. Then we're going to skip a few races because I think they're garbage. 51 pages. That's how many pages it is.
Unbelievable.
One just fell on the floor. In the Turf Mile, which is the 9th race, two horses I'm looking at in there. One is the 11, Ivar, from the outside. This horse is 5-7 lifetime on the turf. Has won at Kentucky, just won the Shadwell Turf Mile. Gets Joe Tolomo, who's riding good at Churchill Downs. So I'm going to use the 11, Ivar. And then March to the Arch, horse ran 2nd in the Woodbine Mile in September. Still training very good for Mark Case. So in the mile turf, not the distance mile turf, I'm going with the 8 and 11. This is crazy. The 10th race probably has the best horse in training in it, Monomoy Girl. They're going to try to hype up Swiss Skydiver against this horse because Swiss Skydiver won the Preakness. But the 3-year-olds this year are all garbage. So who cares? Monomoy Girl is the best horse in training. This horse hasn't lost since February of 2018. This horse will put on a show tomorrow at Keeneland. Won't be able to make any money, but definitely watch the race because it's going to be worth watching her win. She's a very, very classy horse, and that might be the race, last race of her career. So Monomoy Girl should go out on top. And then in the Breeders' Cup Classic, which is the 12th race tomorrow, I only have one play in here. Maximum Security is a drug addict. Bobby Baffert's horses are all coming up positive. Tis the Law is a fake New York bred. This horse looks very easily to win this race, heads and shoulders better than everybody else. That's the 4-horse, Tom's the Attack. Would have won the Whitney, but almost fell on his head out of the gate. Runs every time, runs big at Keeneland, runs big everywhere. If this horse goes off at the morning line, I might go mortgage the house and put bet it on him. So the 4-horse in the Breeders' Cup Classic, Tom's the Attack, is my play in the Classic.
All right, now is this on NBC once again?
Probably on the broadcast that they play guitars instead of watching horse racing. It's pretty bad. So if you do watch it, shut the sound off. That's the best way to watch it on that network.
Well, you know, it's infected on these major events. Horse racing has been affected, like everything else. It's more glitzy about the celebrities and the guests and stuff like that than it is actually on the racing.
Yeah, the races are a non-event. It's a happenstance of the day.
Yeah,
it's pitiful.
Now this is the last big racing weekend of the season.
Now, Aqueduct has another one. I don't know when it is, Thanksgiving weekend or the weekend after, when they have the Cigar Mile and they have a couple other big races. But yeah, pretty much nationally, it's the last big one.
All right, then we have to talk about is college football and pro football for a couple of weeks.
There's nothing.
I know, nothing at all. Nada. Nilch.
Well, back in the cave.
That's right. We can become bears for a month and a half.
And maybe just, more.
Yeah. All right, I'll check with you on Monday anyways, just to see what the hell happened over the weekend.
You have a good weekend.
You too, Mike. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.